Now we're trying to bring a lot of Shabbos in before Shabbos. So Rav Yosef has been learning Hilchos Shabbos Seder with the Chevra, and I'm trying. We started now for Hilchos Shabbos with the Tzadkanius, with the Noshim Tzadkanius, and it's been a while since we started this Pesach and different things. So we're going to return to the sugya that we began very quickly. And I saw that with the women that it works very well this way. That if I'm able to say the Inyan quickly, and then to leave 5 minutes maybe at the end, if there's a question or something, you talk about it. And probably we're not going to be able to finish tonight. It will take one more time, and then we'll go on to different sugyas when I'm able to have a chance to, on a Thursday night, to take over a little bit for Rabbi Yosef. Last time, we were talking about the issue of Lifnei Iver and Misayeya, the Oivei Aveira, when it comes to making websites available using modern technology in the internet as a means of panasa, as a means of publicizing and panasa. The obvious possibility, eventuality, that there are going to be people are going to be accessing this on Shabbos. Those who are B'nai B'ris and ain't B'nai B'ris are going to be seeing this, and therefore there could be an issue of Ne'iver and Misayeya. And we spoke about that there's plenty of room in Halacha to say that there's clearly no Issa Deraisa, for reasons we're not going to go back over now. It's no Deraisa. And even a Dirabanan of Misayeya, it would be a stretch to say that one would be Oivra under these circumstances. So now we're going to move on to some of the other issues that are involved in using internet as a means of conducting business while we're sitting and enjoying the Shabbos, that the internet is moving ahead and doing things for us and making some money for us while we're having Shabbos. What we're going to talk about right now is the issue of conducting business on Shabbos. Now, you know, the sugya in Shabbos of Daf Kuf Nun, the sugya of Rimsach HaVetzach HaVetAvedover, but the Torah tells us, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Siman Shin Vav, Sif Aleph, Midivei Kabbalah, that there's an issur for a person to be oisek in business matters on Shabbos, to look at his nechasim and to go, and to read his files and his books and so on. So the question is, when it comes to Aleph, when it comes to any study of a website, even if there wouldn't be an electronic issue, but there's something to see somewhere or to look at, obviously, becoming involved in any studying anything on the internet as far as information in the economy, it would be also in a newspaper, and it's also to see that on the computer. That's in the etzem ha'iyun ve'histaklus. Just by looking at things and studying these things, obviously one is over on the isra of mimsech havtzecha, which is a midivei kabbalah from the neviim, and that's a din in shulchan aruch. You're not allowed to be oisek in these things on Shabbos. That's obvious. I'm not talking about that. The more important thing is that when there is a website for which one has to pay, where there's a fee that's being charged for the use of the website, or when the website is a means of people ordering online, ordering different objects online, so then it would seem offhand that the person who is buying something, the kaina, would be over an Israel the Rabban of Mecca Hamemkar on Shabbos. The Rav in the Rav Shulchan Aruch Reish Samach Aleph Siv Beis tells us that this shvus of Mecca Chomemka, the issur of Mecca Chomemka of conducting business on Shabbos, is really from the most chomer, from the most stringent of all of the shvusim, because sof kol sof, it's mafurish in Divrei Kabbalah. It's clearly written out in the Navi, Yeshaya. So this really is the question of whether or not an individual who owns a website and he himself is not involved on Shabbos, but business is being conducted on his behalf because of this website. So, is the person Ivan and Isra of Mecca Chomemka on Shabbos? That's really the big question. The emes is, it's a Chayshim Mishpat question. It's not, we have to go to Chayshim Mishpat to look at this a little bit. before we can come back to Shabbos. There's a very big diyun. Goes back to Simon Reish Yud Beis, at the beginning of Simon Reish Yud Beis in Chosha Mishpah, regarding the question of how is it possible, if it's possible, that there should be a kinyan when we're not talking about a cheftza, we're not talking about a physical object. We're talking about schuyot, meaning the right to get something, the claim or the order of something, but there's no actual transference of a physical object. In Chosha Mishpah over there in Reish Yud Beis, the Mechaber is talking about a dover she'en by mamish. A schus, the schus to get something. The schus to get something. But not actually touching a thing, without any physical kinyan, but just the effort that one makes to have the schus to get something. That's a very big question in halacha, since it's a dover she'en by mamish. And when you order something on the internet, there's no actual kinyan that takes place with any object, with any chavetz. What in fact is happening is that there is a mutual hischayvus, right? There's a mutual commitment that's being made between the moicher and the kainer. There's a certain achrayus to carry through with the deal, which is not yet 100% clear that it's final. And in addition to that, when we look at what the hischayvus is, what actually is the hischayvus? Really, it's not directly between the moicher and the kainer. It's not directly between Reuven and Shimon. If we're talking about two Jews who are doing this business, it's not really direct in such a way, but of course, what's really happening is that there's a credit card company, and that credit card company is mechayiv itself to pay the moicher, right, the seller. The credit card company is going to pay the moicher in the name of the kainer, in the name of the person who's buying. And the moicher, in exchange for that hischayvus on the part of the credit card company, is mechayv himself to fill the order and to send the object, if it's an object, to send that object over the mail or however it's going to be delivered, UPS, whatever it's going to be. That's really the mechiyu that's taking place. So, keeping that in mind, the first question is Aleph. The question of Bechlal, can there be such a kinyan? Is that called a kinyan? That hischayvus on the part of the kainer through the credit card company to pay, and the ischayvus of the moicher to send the item, is that called a kinyan on Shabbos? Is that an issa of Mecca Chomemka on Shabbos? That's Aleph. Beis. And even if we say that there's some sort of a chalois of a kinyan, even if we say there's some sort of a kinyan that's taking place, Be'emes, The kainer who we identify, this Jew who's the kainer, is not really the kainer. It's the credit card company that's the kainer. It's not that individual person, but rather the credit card company that's actually being kainer that object from the meicher, from the one who's selling it. So, despite this, there are many poskim who agree that the issur d'rabbanan of mekach u'memkar, the issur d'rabbanan mekach u'memkar of conducting business Shabbos, doesn't depend upon a kinyan at all. The Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam tells us that mekach u'memkar on Shabbos is aser, echad bepeh ve'echad b'mesira. Listen, the Rambam writes, echad bepeh, whether it's done through an oral, verbal agreement, echad bepeh ve'echad b'mesira, or whether it's done with an actual transfer of an object from one hand to the other. Now, obviously, when a person makes a commitment, when there's a haskoma between two people that's made bepeh, then there's no kinyan that's actually taking place, but rather it's a hischayvus. What we have is that Reuven is mechayv himself to Shimon that he's going to pay. It's a hischayvus, and the other one is going to deliver. It's a hischayvus, and there's a kabbalas achrayis to carry through with the deal. But the Rambam says echad bepeh ve'echad b'mesir. Based upon this, in the Tshuvas Chalkis Yaakov, in Or Chaim Simon Samaches, the Chalkis Yaakov writes that a haskama, the agreement between two parties, that there's going to be a transfer of an object. In other words, the agreement of liknois velimkar, to sell and to buy, that takes place between two parties. that the Chalkes Yaakov paskins that that's included in the Isser, in the prohibition, in the din of Mekach Memkach on Shabbos, even though there's no kinyan on Shabbos at all, and only after Shabbos is there going to be the transfer of any object. That's only going to take place after Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Chalkes Yaakov says that we learn from this Rambam that in order to be in violation of the Isser of Mekach Memkach on Shabbos, there doesn't have to be a physical kinyan. It's Echad B'Peh ve'Echad B'Mesira. Now hold on to that for a second. However, the truth is that with the internet, the metzias is different metzias. The metzias is different by the internet because there, the moicher is altogether passive. In the case that the Chalkes Yaakov is talking about, where we have Reuven and Shimon who are talking about something and one's mechayva, there's a moicher and a kaina, and they're only going to do the actual thing after Shabbos. So you have there an active moicher, who is engaging the kaina in this deal. So we have a moichin, we have a kaina. However, when it comes to the internet, the moichin, the one who has a website and is selling something on the internet, is completely passive. He's not oisik in any mekach memka at all. He's sitting and learning and davening and he's sleeping. He's not oisik at Shabbos. He's not oisik in any mekach memka at all. So the question is, does that create an Isser of Mekach HaMemkach? The guy is not involved in anything. It's all being done electronically. He doesn't know who, what, where. He's not Isaac in anything at all. Do we still consider that to be an Isser of Mekach HaMemkach on Shabbos? Is that conducting business on Shabbos while you're sleeping and taking your Shabbos nap? And the internet is, the computer is working for you. Is that considered to be Mekach HaMemkach? So here we come to a very famous tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And the tshuva is Kuf Nun Ches. It's a groundbreaking tshuva that has caused a tremendous tumult among the Achrayim. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's nistapik, the suffix Rabbi Akiva Eiger raises over there, is a person who's makne something on Erev Shabbos, listen carefully, he's makne something on Erev Shabbos, al menas, that the kinyan should take place on Shabbos. Again, he's makne something on Erev Shabbos, but there's no kinyan, al menas, that the kinyan will take place on Shabbos. He gives another kind of a case. Or another situation would be that a person is moicha something, Reuven is moicha, he sells something to Shimon, me'achshav, Friday, me'achshav, Reuven sells to Shimon, on a t'nai, that if Shimon does such and such, that if Shimon, if you go visit my mother on Shabbos and say a good Shabbos to her, then what will happen is, then the kinyan will be chal. So on Friday, he sells something me'achshav, from Erev Shabbos, on a t'nai, on the condition that the kinyan will be chal if you carry out the following things, that kinyan will then kick in, will take effect on Shabbos itself. So here, the suffix that Rabbi Akiva Eiger raises is there an issur of mekach or memkar on Shabbos in these situations or not? Here, l'chayr, we have also some sort of a passive mekach or memkar, where the person, Erev Shabbos, was conducting business, and he made a t'nai of some sort that there would be a chalois of a kinyan, not now, but the chalois of the kinyan would take place on Shabbos. That's when the kinyan would happen. When the kinyan's happening, again, Reuven is sitting at his Shabbos table, he's resting, and at some point during Shabbos, the kinyan is taking effect automatically. So this is the suffix of Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his tshuvas. Lemaiser, Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that this is aser. Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that this is aser, and that it is forbidden for a person to create on Erev Shabbos to begin the wheels turning towards an automatic kinyan that's going to kick in while the person is sitting passively on Shabbos, that he is responsible for the chalois of the kinyan on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Eiger paskins, it's aser. You can't do that. Now, many Achronim disagree on this whole Yisoid. They bring a raya from the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, where the Yerushalmi holds that l'chadchila, a person is allowed to be mafrish, to designate and set aside trumas and maestras on Erev Shabbos, and to make it t'nai that the truma, that there shall only be a chalois of that hafrasha when on Shabbos itself. He just wants to make it, he wants to designate it and set it aside, but the actual chalais of the truma is going to take place on Shabbos. Now keep in mind, the Rambam writes that the isser of hafroshes truma is that a person is being makdish that, and being misakin that matzav, and that's an isser of mekach, it's a gzeirah of mekach memka on Shabbos. When the person, hafroshes trumas and maisers, is a din, it's in the gedder of, according to the Rambam, of Mekach u'Memkar. And nevertheless, the Rambam allows lechatchila, a person to be mafish truma, and then he does that on Friday, and then on Shabbos, that kicks in automatically. It takes place automatically. The Rambam allows that. In addition to this, the Maharsham, the Brzhanerov, and the Maram Shik bring other rayas. They bring other rayas. And the ikir of what they hold is that when the whole maise is actually taking place before Shabbos, when the business deal is taking place before Shabbos, and on Shabbos there's only a chalois of a kinyan that's taking place kimidei dimimela, that's taking place on its own automatically. They hold, the Maram Shik, the Maharsham hold, that it's not shaykh to say that there's an issa of mekach u'memkar if you're doing something on Friday, and then in a way that's the mila dimimela, it takes place, it kicks in on Shabbos, that there can't be an issa of mekach u'memkar. And the Maram Shik brings a gewaldige raya against Rabbi Kiveg. What's the Maram Shik's raya? He says, Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Listen to this. Erev Pesach, like last year, right? Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So Maram Shik says, we sell the chametz Erev Shabbos. We sell the chametz before Shabbos, right? It's Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. You sell the chametz on Erev Shabbos. The kinyan with the goy is only chal on Shabbos, the milei de mimela. You actually, all of the papers are drawn up, and the actual deal takes place Erev Shabbos. That's when the Mechira takes place. But in the Mechira it's written that when will the Kinyan take place? On Shabbos, with a guy. It'll only take place on Shabbos. So Ram Shik says, is Rabbi Kiveg suggesting that there would be an Isra of Mekach u'Memcha to sell your chametz on Erev Shabbos when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos? Can't be. So he brings a raya against Rabbi Kiveg. So the Maram Shik and the Maharsham hold that when the actual business is conducted on Friday, and there's a kinyan that takes place mimela, it's set into motion on Friday, but it kicks in on Shabbos. So these achrayim disagree with Rabbi Kiveg, and they hold that it's mutter. Now the truth is that Rabbi Kiveg is talking about different mitzvahs. It's not, we can't compare it to the situation with the internet. Rabbi Kiveg is talking about a different mitzvahs. It resembles what we're talking about, but it's different. Why? Because Rabbi Kiveg is talking about a case where this guy gets up on Friday and he says, Beferish, that he wants a kinyan to take place on Shabbos. He makes a tnai that if such and such happens, that this kinyan is going to kick in on Shabbos. But the guy says it Beferish, that he wants there to be a kinyan on Shabbos, and he sets that into motion. That's the case of Rabbi Kiveg. Masha'ena Kane, when we're dealing with the situation with the internet, where the moicher, the seller, all he does is that he leaves his website open on Shabbos. Right? He leaves the website open on Shabbos. There wasn't any mice at all mitzad the bailim on the side of this moicher that would be machliach there to be any type of a chalais kinyan on Shabbos. All he does is that he leaves that open. What does it resemble more? This resembles more dinim that we have in Shulchan Aruch and Simon, in Aruch Haim and Simon Shin Zayin. For instance, Shemut Allah says Lagoy, the Mechabit says, Mut Allah says Lagoy Ma'ois Berev Shabbos, Likna Islo. You're allowed to give a guy some money on Friday that he should use it for business. Likna Islo. Ubavad Shaloi Yoimaloi Knei B'Shabbos. As long as you don't say to Mefeirish, I want you to buy something for me on Shabbos. No, he gives him money. Obviously, there has to be some space, some time that could potentially be either before or after, whatever. But he gives him some money, and he says, buy me, here's some money. I want you to shop for me. I want you to use this money for something. So the din over there is, you're allowed to give a guy that money. In other words, it's like he's leaving this potential deal open. I'm open. This is open. It doesn't. He's not saying that. He's not standing there and saying, "I want there to be a kinyan on Shabbos. I want there to be a sale or a deal on Shabbos." He's just giving that possibility that potentially there could be a kinyan, there could be a mechira, there could be a sale on Shabbos. The Ramah is over there. V'chein muta li ten loy begodim limkor. This is Shin Zayin Seif Dalet. And the Ramah says, V'chein muta li ten loy begodim limkor. You could give a guy clothing that you want him to sell for you. U'bevad shelo yoyim eloy limochen b'Shabbos. As long as you don't specify, I want you to sell this on Shabbos. I want, you don't say that. So, what we see from this Mechaber and this Ramah, that I am not obligated to prevent the eventuality or the possibility that there's going to be a Chalois Kinyan that's going to take place on Shabbos. That's not my Achrayus, to prevent there from being a Chalois Kinyan. That's not like what Riki Veig was talking about. Riki Veig was talking about a case where the guy gets up on Friday and he says what? He says, I wanted to, this, there's going to be a Kinyan that's going to be Chal on Shabbos. So there's a tumult. But over here, he doesn't say, when you leave your website open, you're not saying, I want it to be a Kinyan and Shabbos. All I'm doing is that I'm not preventing the possibility of there being, that there would be such a maisa of a Chalais Kinyan that's going to take place on Shabbos. That's different. I'm not sending a Shliach Davke for Shabbos. I'm not being Machliach anybody to buy this on Shabbos. I'm not making any Tnai, any conditions that there should be a Chalais Kinyan on Shabbos. Because of this, but long before the internet, the same Paisek Rav Breish that I was mentioning a minute ago talks about vending machines. That's what you said, David?
Say it's the same thing.
Vending machines. It's a long time ago. That means you had from Elach Eden that had vending machines that were sitting there on Shabbos. And you still have people that do that for a parnasa. So the Chelkis Yaakov wrote a tshuva years ago. Years ago he wrote a tshuva saying that it's permitted for a Jew to own vending machines, even though those vending machines are sitting in public places that could be used by Goyim and Lahav, that could be used by Jews on Shabbos. They have vending machines sitting in public. It's open for business, even though it could be mizdamin. There are Yidden that live around there, unfortunately, the people Michal Shabbos, and they're going to go, and they're going to buy something. And he explains in that shuva that this is not the din of Rabbi Kivega. This is not getting into the whole sugi of Rabbi Kiva Eger, whereby Rabbi Kiva Eger is talking about where the person is masna, that there's going, he makes a tnai, that there's going to be a chalais kinyan on Shabbos. Over here, with the vending machine, there's no kavan on the part of the meicher at all, that the davka should be a sale on Shabbos. He couldn't kill us. All he wants to do is to come to this machine, and it should be nice and full. He put it there, the whole week it's sitting there. It sits there Shabbos, it sits there Sunday. He wants to be able to empty it and have a panasa there. There was no tnai regarding Shabbos. As a matter of fact, there's a gemiras das. All he cared about before Shabbos, he took care of everything he had to take care of. He made sure the machine was full. He made sure it was working. It's plugged in. He did this during the week. And he has. And as far as he's concerned, there's no nafkumin to him whether someone's going to buy it on Shabbos. He's not going to buy it on Shabbos. The ikur is it should be used. There's no nafkumin to him how it should be used. Therefore, the Chalkis Yaakov says, in this case, where the Moicher is not involved in any Maisa Kinyan, not that it should be Chal on Shabbos, not on Shabbos, but rather he leaves the machine there. So he says that all we have here is a situation where there's no Mekach or Memka that's being engaged in on Shabbos at all by the person sitting passively in his house while the vending machine is making money. And remember, over here, we're not dealing with a schus over the schaivus, we're dealing with a can of soda, or you're dealing with a candy bar. In other words, there's a chayfetz. The whole meaning of the internet, again, is only talking about the internet. We're not talking about things, we're talking about schusim. We're talking about the right to get something, to order something. Vending machines, you're talking about a candy bar, you're talking about a can of soda, you're talking about a chayfetz, about something that has mamashes. And afal pichein, the Chelkis Yaakov says that if a person passively makes that arrangement and the vending machine works for him on Shabbos, it's okay. Therefore, it comes out is that as far as this inyan is concerned, it would seem that a person who keeps the website open on Shabbos is not over in an issur of mekach memkar. However, the poskim said in the name of Rav Rosner and Rabbi Yosef and other great poskim of our generation have said that it is not just preferable, but one should make sure that the confirmation and the actual mailing or sending out of whatever it was that was ordered, that should only take place on Motzei Shabbos, and the website should be mefarsein that. There should be something on the website that indicates that the confirmation and the actual filling of the order will not take place on Saturday, but will take place after Saturday. And that should be on the website, which makes it clear that the actual Mekach u'Memkar is not the actual transaction is not going to ever take place on Shabbos. There will be no transactions on Shabbos. There's only going to be a commitment to a transaction, but the transaction itself will take place after Shabbos. And that should be put onto the website. You don't have to explain why, but you're Orthodox, just that the confirmation of this sale and the order will be filled after Shabbos is over, after on Saturday night or whatever it is, Sunday morning. That's what the poskim suggests. Now next time we'll go into the inyan of the other inyan that are involved with Schar Shabbos and Zilus of the Shabbos. There are a few other issues that we have to talk about before we can come to the actual maskana. But so far as with Me'iver and as far as Mekach u'Memkar and Shabbos is concerned, the poskim have cleared the way that we can move ahead and conduct business in such a way.